This week on Weed Between the Lines, Leland Rucker takes a look at the story in Boulder where two local marijuana businesses have been cited by the city for their participation in the recent Pride Fest event. There was a rally to support those businesses in Boulder yesterday to coincide with all of the activity happening with the GOP presidential candidate debates.
We've been talking about city regulations. Now the city council has been looking at it, but I was gone last week and kind of all hell broke loose. Terrapin Station and The Farm, two of the dispensaries here in town, were cited by enforcement officer Beverly Bookout for having booths at Boulder Pride Fest. She didn't actually attend that. She said that she was provided pictures of the booths, and it violated Boulder Code 616-8D, which bans advertising which is purely incidental to sponsorship of a charitable event by a recreational marijuana center or a recreational marijuana-infused products manufacturer. Section D seems to say, or that at least staff is interpreting this, that the booths, which included what the Daily Camera characterizes as large signs, ran afoul of the purely incidental language. And that's the crux of it. So they were cited for having booths at the Gay Pride Fest.
What does that mean to be cited? Is there a fine? Is there any kind of punishment? What does that mean?
That means they've been cited and they're waiting on the punishment. They haven't gotten anything as far as what they're going to be, you know, what the violation will be or how much the fine might be. They haven't heard from that yet. But, you know, this comes at a time when we've been talking about it, when council's looking at regulations, they're really under scrutiny. I hosted a panel of 13 candidates a week ago Friday.
Of the Boulder City Council candidates.
Of the Boulder City Council candidates, including a few incumbents. And all of them were in favor of looking seriously at the city's regulations and how strict they are and how they seem to impede businesses rather than allowing them to be like any other business. Councilman Macon Coles got up at that forum. He was out in the audience. He's not up for re-election. And he said it was just wrong. It's just wrong to cite them for this. And it is. It's just wrong.
At yesterday's protest that was happening at Canyon and Folsom, members of Out Boulder were there to support Terrapin Station and The Farm, speaking about how they welcomed to have community business participation at Pride Fest. And then people from Terrapin Farm said it's very ambiguous sometimes, these regulations, and it really seems to be left open to interpretation as to what exactly that means.
Well, that's exactly what we're talking about. It's the interpretation of the word purely, the two words, purely incidental. And you know, that's at the crux of the problem here. And, you know, I understand why Chris Woods, the owner of Terrapin Station, and Jan Cole, the owner of The Farm, I can understand why they're really upset about this. I mean, they live here. They have legal businesses here. They've been here for a long time. They put up with a lot of craziness trying to, you know, everybody has the feeling that a marijuana business, everybody's just making piles of money. That's not true. That's really just untrue completely. They held a little media thing there at Terrapin Station yesterday afternoon. Representative Jonathan Singer was there talking about how marijuana businesses are legal. They need to be supported. And a guy named Ian Sieb from Denver was talking about, this 2015 will be the first year that it will be a $1 billion economy. And so the questions about Boulder here, I really, again, wonder why Boulder is being so serious about this at a time when they're re-looking at the regulations. I just wonder what, it makes me wonder what staff really feels about marijuana businesses. Chris Woods intends to file a complaint in federal court. He's already talked to lawyers on free speech grounds if the city goes through with fines for the violation. I think he has a good point, and I hope the city backs off from this. It's inconsistent with the values of people here in Boulder. It's inconsistent with a lot of things that people value in our city, and I just don't understand it.
You can read about that and more in this week's Weed Between the Lines in the Boulder Weekly and catch all of the archives at news.kgnu.org. Thanks, Leland.